Sheets of half-inch plywood will cover the beams on top of the 170-year-old building. Gary Smith with the California Department of Parks and Recreation says the materials are part of the plan to keep the building from shaking during an earthquake.
That half-inch, that's going to go up on top of the existing roof, and then the new roof will go on top of that. So that will act as a seismic diaphragm.
In the 1840s, miners and European settlers could spend a night on the floor upstairs by renting a 7-by-3-foot space. Sutter Fort State Park's Steve Beck says renters and then construction crews who renovated the building in the 1890s left their mark, sometimes with the year they were there.
So I guess, in a way, it has become historic in and of its own right now. It may have been graffiti at one time, but now it's historic graffiti and worth preservation.
The upstairs isn't open to public viewing, and the graffiti on the ground floor was plastered over long ago. But there is more in the basement, where John Sutter had a pool hall. Nearly $300,000 in voter-approved funds have been allocated for the new roof and for the lower walls of the fort to be stabilized and restored and whitewashed on the outside. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.